教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐传，得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。岂都是使徒么？岂都是先知么？岂都是教师么？岂都是行异能的么？岂都是得恩赐医病的么？岂都是说方言的么？岂都是翻方言的么？你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。我现今把这最妙的道指示你们。第十三章第一节，我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有传备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的咒制穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。第二段是在腓立比书第三章第二十至二十一节，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有的归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。第三节是在提摩太前书第二章第一至第四节，我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。今日好高兴我们有陈卓明牧师在我们当中传扬神的信息，他的主题讲题是多元政治的环境中的合一，我们有陈德修牧师为他翻译。
Good morning to everyone.
各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
I think we all know that in the nation that we live in has a lot of divisions.
我想大家都察觉到我们这个国家现在有很多分裂的情况。
Many of us thought that these divisions would disappear after the election.
很多人就以为这个分裂的情况在选举、总统选举之后会消失。
But we see these divisions continuing and maybe even deepening.
但是我们其实就见到这个分裂的情况是仍然存在，甚至更加的严重。
Certainly the campaign and the election of Donald Trump has exposed deep differences in viewpoints.
我们看到特朗普总统他那个竞选的过程和他被选之后那个情况。
Now,Some of his policies I agree with.
对他的一些政策我是同意的。
But some of his policies I disagree with.
但是对他另外一些政策我是不同意的。
And certainly we see in our society that people are protesting his election and some of his policies.
我们看到这个国家里面有很多人就抗议他所订立的政策。
Not only that, hispersonality is very confrontational.
我哋亦都睇到佢呢个嘅性格系好对抗性嘅。
He's very abrasive.
佢系好有啲损伤性嘅说话。
He makes a lot of unsubstantiated claims.
佢讲嘢咧，似乎亦都冇证据支持嘅。
He says a lot of offending words.
佢亦都侮辱。所有人的言语也都出自他的口。
And so he is a polarizing figure in our nation.
所以他本身就是一个分裂性的人物。
And maybe you have had some heated discussions with people at work or neighbors or even a friend.
或者你同你嘅朋友、你嘅同事等等喺讨论嘅时间都发现呢个问题。
But this deep division in our nation can also affect Christians in the church as well.
但系喺社会嘅分裂，亦都可能影响到教会里边嘅分裂。
In our church, I'm sure there are people who supported and voted for Donald Trump.
我相信喺教会里边有人系投票支持特朗普。
And they are very happy with the results of the election.
当佢被选嘅时候，佢哋会好开心。
But there are others in our church and other Christians who voted for Hillary Clinton.
但系亦都有好多嘅基督徒，甚至我哋教会嘅会友系支持希拉里。
And they were devastated from the election.
佢哋睇见佢落选，心里边好唔快乐。
And each side voted for their candidate because they thought that their candidate represented the more Christian view.
佢哋投唔同嘅候选人嘅票，因为佢哋相信佢哋嘅候选人系更加能够代表一个国家。
And as people, brothers and sisters in the church discussed this, they may have had some very heated arguments.
当教会里边嘅弟兄姊妹去讨论呢啲课题嘅时间，可能都有好热烈嘅讨论。
Some people have utilized social media in this disagreement.
有啲人咧就用一啲嘅媒体嚟加强佢哋嗰个传播佢哋嘅信息。
And so many times they don't think through what they're going to say, but they just put it out there, and they're very controversial.
好多时冇深思熟虑就将一啲佢哋嘅谂法喺网上就发表。
In some sense, they're following the way of the world.
在某些情况来看，他们其实是用社会用的方法。
There are exaggerated statements.
就是夸大的言语。
There is name calling.
一些侮辱人的名字。
And sometimes the conflict is especially with parent and child.
有时候这些矛盾会存在在父母和子女中间。
Because each generation sees things differently.
因为不同的世代会看事物有时会不同。
And so perhaps over Christmas or Chinese New Year, you had some family gatherings.
或者在圣诞节的时间，在新年的时间，我们有家庭聚会。
And maybe you started debating about political things.
然后在家庭聚会里面就讲到政治问题。
And some of those debates did not end very well.
有些讨论呢，结果就很不愉快。
Resulted perhaps in a feud between different members of the family.
甚至一家人呢，因此呢，闹晒交。
Well, this morning I want to look at what the Bible says about some of these things.
今朝早我想同大家一睇圣经点样讲呢个嘅课题呢。
And particularly want to look at what the Bible says about unity for Christians.
特别睇到圣经教导我哋基督徒之间嘅合一。
We know that unity was very important to Jesus.
我哋知道喺耶稣基督嘅心里边合一系好重要。
In John chapter 17, it records Jesus' prayer before he went to the cross.
喺约翰福音记载咗十七章记载咗耶稣基督钉十字架之前一番嘅说话。
And there he prayed for the church.
喺嗰度佢为教会祈祷。
And he could have prayed many different things for the church.
佢可以为到教会好多方面去祈祷。
But he prayed particularly for unity within the church.
但是他就集中焦点为教会的合一祈祷。
In John 17 verse 21, Jesus prayed that they may all be one just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
在约翰福音17章21节，使他们都合而为一。正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Jesus wanted to see unity in his church.
耶稣基督希望在他的教会里面看到合一。
And one of the reasons why he wanted unity in the church is because the unity among the Christians would be a witness to Jesus Christ.
他想看到教会里面合一，因为他知道基督徒如果合一，就可以向世界做一个好的见证。
That the world, as they see the unity in the church, would be attracted to Christ.
这个世界看见教会里面的合一，就会被耶稣基督吸引。
A famous pastor in America said, the local church is the hope of the world.
一个很出名的牧师，他说地区的教会是世界的希望。
But another pastor recently said, a divided church will never heal a broken nation.
然后有另外一个牧师，他最近讲到，他说一个分裂的教会不能够医治一个破碎的世界。
So this morning I want to look at three passages that help us in preserving the unity of the church in despite our political diversity.
所以今天我想跟大家看三段的经文，去看一看虽然我们的社会有很多的分裂，但是我们教会怎样合一。
And the first passage is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第一段圣经是哥林多前书第十二章。
And many of you know that the church at Corinth was a church that was had a lot of divisions in it.
大家都知道哥林多的教会是一个很分裂的教会。
There were different factions, there were different disputes.
很多的分党的事，很多不同意的事。
They even had lawsuits against each other.
甚至他们互相告上法庭。
One of the issues was that sometimes some people in the church would idolize certain human leaders.
有啲嘅情况就係佢哋有啲嘅会友会崇拜某啲嘅领袖。
Some people would follow, say, I follow Paul, when other people would say, I follow Apollos.
有啲人话我属保罗，有啲话我属阿波罗。
Sometimes it was class differences.
有阵时亦都系阶级嘅唔同。
If you read the passage about Holy Communion, it talks about how there was a division between the rich and the poor.
如果你读到圣餐嘅部分，嗰度原来有啲有钱人同冇钱人，佢哋守圣餐嘅时间都唔同。
But especially there was a problem in terms of how people viewed spiritual gifts.
但系特别严重嘅就系佢哋点样睇属灵嘅恩赐。
Now, spiritual gifts are God-given abilities to serve God.
属灵嘅恩赐系神俾我哋去侍奉神嘅。
But some people thought that their spiritual gift was much better than other people's spiritual gifts.
但系有啲人就觉得我嘅恩赐咧，比你嘅恩赐好得好多。
And they downgraded the people with people who didn't have the same spiritual gift as they did.
佢哋对一啲冇佢哋恩赐嘅人咧，就觉得佢哋系次等。
And there was a lot of jealousy and fighting over even something like spiritual gifts.
就有好多嘅互相嘅嫉妒。
So in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul uses the analogy that the church is like the human body.
在哥林多前书十二章，保罗就用讲到教会就好似一个身体。
And if we are Christians, we are all members of this one body.
如果我哋基督徒，我哋就系呢个身体里面嘅肢体。
Jesus Christ is the head.
耶稣基督系头。
And the body obviously is diverse.
那个身体有好多唔同嘅肢体。
There is the hand.
有手。
There is the hand, or the foot.
有脚。
There is eye.
有眼。
There's the ear.
有耳。
Obviously, they're very different.
每个都唔同。
Yet, they are united into one body.
但系却合一成为一个身体。
And so, Paul uses that analogy to say we should appreciate the different diversity of spiritual gifts.
所以保罗就用呢个比喻，就话我哋要互相欣赏我哋唔同嘅部分。
We do not all have the same spiritual gift.
我哋唔系每一个人都有同样嘅恩赐。
Just as the eye is not the same as the ear.
就好似眼同耳唔同。
But after making this point in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says, I have something even more important to say to you.
但系讲完呢个教导之后，保罗话我如今仲有更妙嘅道要指示你哋。
He says need to use it in love.
无论你哋有咩恩赐，你哋使用嘅时间要用有爱心去使用。
He's saying that spiritual gifts and their exercise are worthless if it's not done with love.
如果你冇爱心去使用呢啲嘅恩赐，系冇价值嘅。
And so we can draw the same analogy to people's different backgrounds.
所以我哋可以应用喺唔同嘅背景嘅弟兄姊妹身上。
There are certain passions and there are certain strengths that people have.
有啲人有唔同嘅力量，有唔同嘅长处。
Now, certainly we recognize our diversity because we're a Chinese church.
我哋应该知道我哋系唔同嘅，因为我哋系中国教会。
We recognize that Cantonese people are different from Mandarin people, even different from English speaking.
我哋知道咧，讲广东话嘅同讲国语嘅又唔同，同英文讲英文嘅又唔同。
And we recognize that we should recognize that we may also have different political viewpoints as well.
我哋都应该明白，我哋可能有唔同嘅政治嘅观念。
And certainly we.It's good that people are interested in what is happening in our country.
当然，有些人对现今发展，社会的发展很有兴趣，是对的。
But, we should also allow that God allows for diversity of different viewpoints.
但我们应该明白神是容许不同的意见，不同的看法。
Because we come from different backgrounds.
因为我们的背景是不同的。
The place that we grew up is different.
我哋长大嘅环境唔同。
Our parents are different.
我哋嘅父母教导系唔同。
The schools that we went are different.
我哋读嘅学校唔同。
But we all need to be united around Christ.
但系我哋应该喺基督里边合一。
And yes, we may have differences of viewpoint.
当然我哋有唔同嘅意见。
We may have differences of opinion.
我哋当然有唔同嘅睇法。
But we need to discuss those things in love.
但我哋应该喺讨论嘅时间有爱心嘅讨论。
Ephesians 4:15 says we are to speak the truth in love。
以弗所书嗰度第四章嗰度讲到，我哋以爱心说诚实话。
So we should not abandon the truth。
所以我哋唔应该放弃真理。
We need to hold to God's word。
我哋应该持守神嘅话语。
But as we speak God's word, we need to do it in love。
但是我们是表达神的话语的时间，我们以爱心去讲这些诚实话。
Rather than following the world and creating more divisiveness.
不是用社会的方法去造成更多的纷争。
Let me give you an example of political diversity.
或者跟大家分享一个例子，是关于多元化的政治。
Now, if I were to ask you, could you name the 12 disciples of Jesus, I doubt.If many of you can do it.
如果我问大家，你可唔可以讲晒十二个使徒嘅名？我相信唔系好多人讲得晒。
Now the list, the one list is found in Matthew chapter 10, verses 2 to 4.
但系有一个名单就喺马太福音第十章嗰度列咗出嚟。
And in verse 3, it mentions Matthew the tax collector.
喺第三节讲到马太嗰个嘅税吏。
Some of you recognize Matthew because he wrote the first gospel.
我哋都知道马太，因为佢写咗马太福音。
Some of you also know that he was indeed a tax collector.
好多人亦都知道佢系一个税吏嚟噶，收税噶。
Now, if someone worked for the IRS today, we wouldn't say, "Oh, that's not a big deal."
如果我哋今日有人咧为税务局联邦税务局工作，我哋话啊，冇乜所谓啊。
But we have to remember that the Jewish people were living under Roman occupation.
但是我们不要忘记在当时罗马帝国底下罗马统治着犹大。
It's sort of when China was under the Japanese rule.
就好像日本占据了中国那样。
And so, Matthew chose to collect taxes for the Roman government.
马太就选择职业就为罗马政府收税。
In other words, he advocated working and cooperating with the Roman government.
所以佢系同意，亦都合作，同罗马政府去合作。
And in fact, those people even took advantage of it and even took in more money than they deserved.
我哋都知道呢啲税吏咧，佢哋自己本身咧特别收多啲税去利益自己。
And so Matthew was hated by many of the Jews.
所以犹太人是很憎马太这样的人的。
Because of his political viewpoint.
因为他的政治观点憎恨他。
Now, another person on that list in verse 4 of Matthew 10 is Simon the Zealot.
但是另外一个使徒是愤锐党的西门。
The Zealot was a, you might say, a party or movement with, among the Jewish people.
粉锐党可以讲是犹太人里面的一个好像政党那样。
And this group of people hated the Roman government.
这个党的人就 憤恨猶羅馬人。
They advocating revolt against the Roman government.
佢哋提倡要革命去推翻羅馬統治。
They hated paying taxes.
佢哋唔想交税。
But yet Jesus called these two diverse people to be his followers.
但係耶穌基督嘅使徒裏面有呢兩個咁唔同嘅人。
They come from opposite viewpoints.
佢哋喺唔同嘅觀點。
They would be political enemies.
佢哋喺政治上應該係敵人。
And yet they are united in Christ.
但係佢哋卻喺基督裏面合一。
And I don't know if they had debates or whatever among the disciples.
我唔知道佢哋有冇喺度好熱烈嘅討論。
But somehow they were able to submit their political viewpoint under Christ.
但係佢哋能夠將佢哋嘅政治嘅意見順服喺基督底下。
And tradition tells us they were both involved in spreading the gospel after Jesus ascended.
教會嘅傳統話俾我哋聽，耶穌基督升天之後，佢哋兩個都去傳福音。
And they both were martyred for their faith.
他们两个都为主殉道。
And so, even among Jesus' disciples, we have this diversity, in political viewpoint.
所以我们看到耶稣基督的门徒里面都有不同的政见。
Yet they were united in Christ.
但是他却在基督里面合一。
Let me give you another analogy that may help us.
或者再跟大家分享一个比喻。
To help us to understand unity in the midst of diversity.
帮助我们在不同里面合一。
Our church supports a number of different missionaries.
我们支持不同的宣教士。
You can see some of the pictures out in the lobby.
大家看到出面报告板有宣教士的相片。
Some are led to preach the gospel and share the gospel with their own people from China.
我哋知道有啲宣教士去到同我哋同种族嘅中国人里边喺中国嗰度传福音。
They recognize their Chinese heritage and they want to reach more of the Chinese.
佢哋知道我哋中国嘅传统，佢哋好希望将福音传俾同胞。
And we would say, well, that's good.
我哋话好啊，好事。
But then there are some missionaries who feel called to go to Africa or Middle East.
但我哋亦都知道有啲嘅宣教士佢被神呼召去到非洲或者中东。
They feel called to minister to the Muslim people.
佢哋就被呼召去向穆斯林去传福音。
Now we would also say, that's good too.
我哋会话呢个都好好啊。
And so we don't require our missionaries to be uniform, the same.
我哋唔要所有嘅宣教士都系去同一个地方。
There, God puts different passions in different people.
神将唔同嘅热诚放喺唔同人嘅心里边。
God has different tasks for different people.
神有唔同嘅道路放喺每个人嘅前边。
But hopefully these missionaries are all united in serving Christ.
但是我们期望就是这些宣教士他们都合一侍奉耶稣基督。
And so we in the church, we also may have different political viewpoints.
所以我们教会的弟兄姊妹可能有不同的对政治的意见。
We might emphasize certain issues over others.
我觉得一些事物比另外一些重要。
But we need to be united in Christ.
但我们需要在主里面合一。
The second passage that we want to look at is Philippians chapter 3.
第二段我们看的就是腓立比书第三章。
And verses 20 to 21.
20至到21节。
And it mentions here Paul writing saying, but our citizenship is in heaven.
这里讲到保罗说我们却是天上的国民。
Now, we as Christians,we have what we would call dual citizenship.
我们基督徒呢有双重国籍。
Now, I was born here in the United States.
我是陈牧师在美国出世。
I'm a citizen of the United States.
当然就是美国公民。
And I certainly appreciate the blessings that come with being a citizen of the United States.
我很欣赏成为美国公民给我的一些优惠。
But when I became a Christian, I became a citizen of heaven as well.
但是当我信主之后，我成为天上的公民。
And it was not because of my works, but because of my faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that I'm a citizen of heaven. The Bible says my name is written in the book of life. So which one takes precedence? Well, my citizenship in the United States will end when I die.
我知道我美國公民嗰個身份，當我去世嘅時間就冇噶啦。And
all of us have a limited lifespan on this earth.
我哋喺世界上邊嘅年日有限。But
if we are Christian, our citizenship in heaven is eternal.
但係如果我哋係信主嘅，我哋天上公民嘅身份係永遠嘅。And
so our citizenship in heaven should take precedence.
所以天上國民嘅身份係更重要。And
our citizenship in heaven should affect our earthly citizenship.
而我哋天上公民嗰个身份应该影响我哋地上公民嘅身份。
The Bible says that we need to be heavenly minded versus earthly minded.
圣经话我哋应该思想天上面嘅事，唔系思想地下嘅事。
That we need to have an eternal perspective on things rather than a temporal perspective on things.
我哋睇事物嘅时间应该有一个永恒嘅观念去睇，唔系一个临时嘅观念去睇。
And so the passage in the verse that we're looking at, it says, "And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ."
喺度就话我哋要等候救主，就系主耶稣基督。
And so, from a Christian perspective, our hope is not in an earthly leader, but rather in Jesus Christ.
所以喺圣经嘅角度，我哋基督徒，我哋仰望嘅就系耶稣基督，唔系地上嘅领袖。When
Christ returns, He will make things right.
当耶稣基督翻嚟嘅时间，佢更新一切。Because
He is all powerful.
因为佢有无上嘅权力。He
is perfect.
佢系完美嘅主。He
is righteous.
佢系公义嘅主。And
so human leaders are not all powerful.
我哋知道人嘅领袖，佢哋唔系有至上嘅权威。
They are not all righteous.
佢哋唔系完全公义。Rather,
they are very flawed people.
佢哋都系罪人。And
so our hope should not be in any human leader, but upon Christ.
所以我哋嘅盼望唔系喺人嘅领袖上边，而系喺基督上边。And
in verse 21, it talks about our individual hope.
喺21节讲到我哋每一个人嗰个嘅盼望。He
says, "Who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body?"
佢话我哋呢个卑贱嘅身体会改变形象，成为荣耀嘅身体。
Now I'm getting old, like many of you.
我同大家一样，都系慢慢衰老。
And whenever we get together, we talk about our different aches and pains.
我哋同走埋一齐咧，都话呢度痛，嗰度痛。
Because we know that our bodies are breaking down.
知道我哋嘅身体一路退化。
And yes, we can go see the best doctor that we can.
没错，我们可以找最好的医生。
But ultimately, it doesn't heal us completely.
但是医生不能够完全将我们医好。
So our individual hope is not in some doctor.
所以我们个人的盼望不是在医生上面。
It's in Christ who will transform our lowly bodies to be like His glorious body.
也是在耶稣基督上面，因为他能够将我们这个卑贱的身体成为荣耀的身体。
But not only is our individual hope, He is our hope for our world.
不单止他是我们个人的盼望，也都是世界的盼望。
Because the last part of verse 21, it says, "By the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself."
因为21节那里他说，他按着那叫万有的归服自己的大能。
Now, that verb, "be subject," means to arrange in ranks or order.
归服这两个字又讲到编排那个次序。
And we know that our world is a messed up world.
我们知道我们的世界是一个混乱的世界。
Things are not in their proper rank.
那些事没有各样的事物不是安排得好的次序。 But
the Bible says that when Christ returns, He will put things in the proper way.
但是圣经这里讲到，他要按着他的能力，叫万有归服，即是次序，有一个好的次序。
So yes, we will try to pick the best earthly leader that we can.
没错，我们用我们最好的能力去选最佳的领袖。
But no human leader can replace what Christ can do.
但是没有一个地上的领袖能够代替耶稣基督的工作。
So whether you are devastated or elated by Donald Trump's election, we need to recognize that our hope ultimately is in Christ.
所以无论你觉得特朗普被当选，你是开心或者好不快乐，但是我们知道我们的希望不在他身上。
Because our biggest problem is not a political problem.
因为我们最大的问题不是一个政治的问题。
It is a spiritual problem.
最大的问题是属灵的问题。
Now again, this attitude should not mean that we should not get involved in the affairs of our government.
当然我们这个看法不代表我们对政府的事一点都不关心。
In a democracy, we have the opportunity to choose our leaders.
在民主制度底下，我们可以选自己的总统。
And so we certainly should have wisdom to try to choose the best earthly leader that we can.
所以我们应该有智慧去选出一个最好代表我们的总统。
Now we know that in Jesus' ministry on earth, he healed many different people.
我们知道耶稣基督在世的时间，他医治了很多人。
He had compassion on people's illnesses and sicknesses.
他对人那个的疾病等等，他有一个爱心。
And yet, even as he healed these people eventually died.
但是虽然耶稣基督医好了很多人，但是被他医好的人始终都会死亡。
So Jesus said his greatest thing that he could do to help people was to die for their sins.
所以耶稣基督能够为他们做的更大的事，就是为他们受死。
That he could offer eternal life to these people.
以致他能够给这些人有永远的生命。
Now that did not stop him from having compassion on those who are sick.
但是虽然永生是更重要，但是耶稣基督没有说不做那些医治的工作。
So we should not just say, well, I just want to focus on the spiritual.
所以我们不能够说我们只是做属灵的工作。
Jesus also healed people and helped people here, even if it was temporary on earth.
虽然生命在世上是短暂，但是耶稣基督仍然是关怀去医治人的疾病。
The third passage that we want to look at is in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
第三段圣经想同大家睇嘅就喺提摩太前书第二章。
And in this passage, Paul encourages people to pray for all people.
喺度保罗劝勉我哋要为万人祈求。
But particularly in verse 2, it says to pray for those for kings and all who are in high positions.
特别在第二节，他说为君王和一切在位的也该如此。
Now, what should we pray for when we pray for kings and those in high positions?
我们为君王和有权力的人祈祷的时间，怎样祈祷呢？
Well, I think verse 4 seems to indicate that we should pray for their salvation.
看第四节的时间，我们应该看到就是我们要为他们得救祈祷。
Certainly, Paul was not saying just pray for the king if he is a Christian.
保罗没讲到话，如果你个皇帝是基督徒，就为他祈祷啦。
No, he wants us to pray for all those kings and rulers.
保罗讲到话，为一切的君王、权柄的人祈祷。
We need to understand that when Paul was writing this, Nero was the emperor of Rome.
我们要明白保罗写这封书信的时间，那个尼禄的罗马不好的皇帝是当在位。
And later on, Nero would bring a lot of persecution to Christians.
我们知道这个尼禄后来迫害基督徒。
But Paul was still saying, pray for him.
但是保罗仍然说我们要为他祈祷。
And so the application for us is that we need to pray for President Trump.
所以应用这段经文，我们要为这个特朗普总统祈祷。
Now, you may not like President Trump.
或者你不喜欢这个总统。
Maybe you did not vote for President Trump.
或者你根本没投票支持他。
But the Bible says you need to pray for him.
但是圣经仍然说我们要为他祈祷。
Whether you like him or not.
你喜欢不喜欢他都是这样。
We need to pray for his salvation.
要为他的得救祈祷。
That he could turn his life around.
以致到佢嘅将佢嘅生命改变过嚟。
Submit himself to Jesus Christ.
然后顺服喺耶稣嘅底下。
We remember how Paul used to be called Saul.
我哋仲记得保罗以前叫做扫罗。
Saul was a person that was persecuting Christians before.
扫罗系迫害基督徒嘅。
But after he became, after his conversion, he was the one that was a great missionary for Christianity.
但是他信主之后，他成为一个伟大的宣教士。
So we need to pray for salvation for our leaders.
所以我们要为到我们的领袖们去祈祷。
And obviously we need to pray for wisdom from them, for them.
当然我们也为到他有智慧去祈祷，希望他有智慧。
That they would humble themselves before God.
他们谦卑在神的面前。
That they would seek God's guidance.
他们谋求神的带领。
That they would look for the guidance of God's word in their lives.
他们是在他们的生命里面去看神的话语。
Let me conclude with this analogy.
我用一个比喻来做一个总结。
We said before that our citizenship, as if we are Christians, is in heaven.
我们刚才讲过，如果我们是基督徒，我们有一个天上国民的身份。
And so someone had given the analogy that every church is sort of like an embassy for heaven.
所以有人就用这个比喻，就是既然是天上的国，所以每一个教会都是这个天国的大使馆。
And every Christian is an ambassador for heaven.
每一个基督徒都成为这个天国的大使。
And every Sunday, we ask people to come in and they get, you might say, a political speech.
每一次当人来到教会的时间，或者他们都听到一个所谓政治的信息。
It encourages you to live like Christ.
这个政治的信息就是鼓励我们要像基督一样。
It encourages you to share the gospel with people around you.
鼓励我们向四周围的人传福音。
And so it's important for us to represent Christ in the right way.
所以很重要的事就是我们要正确的去代表耶稣基督。
Christ needs to be the light in this dark world.
耶稣基督是这个黑暗世界的光。
And so we as ambassadors for Christ need to think, feel, and act like Jesus.
所以我们作为基督的大使，我们在思想上面，在行动上面，应该似耶稣基督。
And so we need to be peacemakers among those who may be having a lot of heated discussions.
所以我们在那些热烈讨论的人的里面，我们应该做和平的工作。
We need to be the ones to forgive others when they offend us.
当人去诋毁我们的时间，侮辱我们的时间，我们应该赦免他们。
Or we need to be the ones to ask for forgiveness if we have offended others.
或者当我们损害了人的时间，我们应该谋求对方的饶恕。
And we should not be hypocrites in this world.
我们应该在这个世界不是一个假冒为善的人。
Because the world looks at the church and they say, oh, it's just filled with hypocrites.
因为有很多人看教会说，哎，教会啊，假冒为善。
They would say, the world hates hypocrites.
他们说社会呢，最憎那些假冒为善。
But Christ hates hypocrites as well.
但我们知道耶稣基督其实都很憎恨那些假冒为善。
And so if we say we are against abortion,
当我们说我们反对堕胎的时候，
then do we help single mothers?
我们有没有帮助那些单亲的母亲呢？
Do you encourage adoption?
我们有没有去鼓励去收养那些这样的儿童呢？
If we say that all lives matter,
如果我们说所有生命都是很宝贵，
do you get upset when people are not, who are not, who are different from you are treated unfairly?
当你看到有些不同你种族的人被不公平对待的时间，你有没有觉得难过呢？
Because sometimes in these debates we talk about different ideas.
因为在这些讨论里面，我们其实是讲一些不同的意见。
But we have to live out those ideas and ideals in our daily lives.
但是这些意见应该化成的行动，我们每天在生活上表现出来。
So the three passages that we looked at point us toward unity in Christ.
所以我们今天读的三段圣经都指向我们要在主里面合一。
We are all members of the body of Christ.
我们每一个都是耶稣基督的身体里面一个成员。
And there's diversity within this body.
在这个身体里面有不同的文化。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们的身份是天上的国民。
And so we are not tied to a earthly leader.
所以我们不是属于某一个地上的领袖。
We are tied to Jesus Christ.
我们是属于耶稣基督。
And then finally, we are to pray for our earthly leaders.
最后我们要为地上的君王领袖祈祷。
Whether we like them or not.
无论我们喜欢他好不喜欢他好
that we can all be united in prayer for our country and our president.
我们仍然可以合一的为到这个国家为到我们的总统去祈祷
Let's bow together and pray.
我们一起祈祷
Father, we admit that our nation is filled with a lot of divisions.
亲爱的天父我们看到我们这个国家有很多分裂的情况
But we also admit that our, among the Christians, among churches, even our own church, there can be a lot of deep divisions as well.
但是我们也都承认在教会里面甚至我们自己的教会里面都有分裂的情况。
Sometimes those divisions are even within our own family.
有这些分开的情况甚至发生在我们的家庭里面。
Help us, Lord, to be united around Christ.
求你帮助我们在主里面能够合一。
That just as Matthew and Simon were different political viewpoints, help us to exhibit unity in Christ.
就好似喺马太同埋西门有唔同嘅政见，但系亦都睇到我哋能够喺主里边合一。
We also want to take a moment to pray for our president.
我哋喺呢个时间亦都为我哋嘅总统祈祷。
We may not like all the things he says or does.
我们虽然未必喜欢他所说的说话和他做的事
But we pray for him,
但是我们为他祈祷
that he might submit himself to you,
以至他能够顺服在你的下面
and become a born again Christian,
你成为一个重生得救的基督徒
and seek your guidance and blessing upon his administration
在他治理国家的时间谋求你的指引
We pray this in Jesus' name
我们祈祷奉靠耶稣基督的名
Amen,
Amen.